Hello.
Hello, John Lund. I'm Susan Lewis. I work at WRTI in Philadelphia. We are the classical music and jazz station. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Hi.
Congratulations on the release of the soundtrack for the new Downton Abbey movie.
Thank you.
And these characters are so beloved, and the music is so beloved and enriches the experience of watching these stories so much. You've composed operas and orchestral pieces. How is writing for film different from writing for opera, for example?
It's pretty different because the music is really kind of enhancing the picture and the story rather than sort of carrying it in the way that an opera does.
Right.
But you know there are definitely some similarities. You know, you're kind of charting the emotional thought process of the actors or the singers. So there's still, you know, a massive element of storytelling. I did enjoy writing operas and also doing films, but the sort of technical process of writing is quite different because obviously there's gaps, you know, in a movie.
Right.
You know, you're really kind of concentrating on one particular cue at a time.
Could you talk about that process? Who decides where the music goes? Because I was going back and really watching some of the earlier episodes.
Well, it's really a collaborative process. Probably the director and the editor, when they're working together, kind of cutting the film, they'll probably use music from anywhere, really, to kind of help them sort of edit it. So by the time they've done that, and then, you know, I'll come in, maybe have a meeting, and we discuss where they've laid up this, what we call temporary music, and, you know, what its purpose is, and then I'll go away and then completely kind of rewrite it and, you know, go back to square one. And even then, things can change because, you know, you can come up with something that actually works really well if it carries on further, you know, through the scene. So it's very much a collaborative kind of, you know, sort of real team effort, you know, talking between the producer and the director and the editor. And,
right. So you watch the movie without music? And,
yeah.
And then go back and compose something.
The music's just about the last thing that goes on.
Right. So, yeah. And the music, as you mentioned, I guess plays different roles. Sometimes it's a transition between scenes where there's no dialogue,
yeah.
But then sometimes it's under a dialogue.
Absolutely.
To give an added sense of what the characters are thinking, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I try and do something that you don't exactly see, you know, on the screen. You know, maybe I listen to the dialogue very attentively. The music in Downton in particular is very carefully choreographed underneath the dialogue, and it's being used to, you know, accent emotions or even plot points or feelings. And sometimes it's actually giving you signals that you don't really see on the screen about the way that people are thinking about each other or what's going on in their heads. So it's really quite psychological at times.
Right. And you have themes for certain characters, I understand.
It's more the relationships between the characters than the characters themselves.
So that might change as the characters develop and grow?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, Matthew and Mary, for instance, you know, in the first three episodes, their relationship was quite stormy and was up and down. So the music kind of reflected that. But the music wasn't really about either one of them. It was about their feelings towards each other. But yes, of course, it had to change over time. And I think they probably had four or five different themes, to be honest.
Right. Well, and I understand that the main theme for the show is based on the scene where Bates is arriving by train. And it wasn't initially intended as the theme for the titles.
That's right. Yeah. No. I think because there was no actual title sequence in the very first episode, that didn't kick in until episode two. But that material from that very first scene, it did. We used it in several places in episode one, and it just seemed to fit wherever we put it. And but I think by the time we'd finished episode one, everybody kind of recognised that this was, you know, kind of quintessential Downton Abbey music. And everybody was very happy with it, you know, what it was doing for the film. So then for episode two, they asked me to do a 30-second version of it. which I did, and then they actually put the pictures to the music.
Well, how was writing for the feature film different for writing for the series?
Well, actually, funnily enough, it wasn't really that different because it was a continuation of the storyline. It wasn't, we weren't trying to remake the TV series. We've just carried the story on, except in a movie format rather than TV. So the same themes that we were kind of ended up with on season six, we've transported into the movie. Obviously, like every episode, there's new storylines and there's new characters. And so, you know, the music does reflect that as well. But it wasn't really that different. The writing process was, the recording process was slightly different. And I had a bigger budget, so we've got a bigger orchestra, slightly more flexible, you know, recording times. I did have more time as well to write it. I had more time to experiment and make mistakes and, you know, and time to correct those mistakes. So that was really, but really the process of it, the writing process wasn't really that different.
When you say Downton Abbey, people may think of that main theme, but I was listening to all the different tracks in the music and there's so much variety, like the two in household versus the main theme, and then there's dance music. I mean, you evoke so many different kinds of emotions in the music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just a, you know, it's a reflection of the show itself. You know, that's kind of what happens in the show. So I'm always responding to the pictures,
right,
and the dialogue.
What's it like to put together a soundtrack where the music may live on its own without the visuals? Do you change the music at all?
Well, in the case of the movie, there wasn't really a time. I mean, everything that's on the CD is recorded specifically for the movie. I mean, in the case of some of the tracks, I've taken kind of shorter cues and managed to, you know, with a bit of work, sort of edit them together so that they do give a kind of more meaningful, you know, picture of the recording. But on this television series, I was kind of lucky enough because it was over six seasons and I think we did three CDs, was that I actually wrote, I would take the themes and actually wrote a piece of music specifically for the CD and then we'd record it as part of a television episode. I'd tag it on at the end.
Right.
And that worked quite well. But there was just no time to do that, you know, for the movie.
So in that case, well, when you have the opportunity to compose it just for the recording, do you also perform it in live?
Yeah, we've been starting to perform it live more and more. And the plan is next year that we're going to do, we've kind of got this format that we've sort of developed of doing it live. And we're hoping to expand that next year.
That's cool. Well, you've composed for other British period dramas. Does this kind of story in this kind of period call for certain instrumentation or certain kinds of melodies or?
Not really. And Downton, you know, it starts in 1912. And the music of Downton doesn't really reflect that period. And in fact, most of the period dramas I've done, the music doesn't really reflect a period either, because I'm not trying to take people back to that period in the music. What I'm doing is much more psychological. It's much more about what's going on inside people's heads, really, is what I'm trying to sort of chart, rather than being historically accurate.
Right. Well, you compose, I guess you play the piano in the music, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah. So I kind of usually do what we call a mock-up of the orchestral element using, you know, a computer and, you know, the kind of fake sound of strings. And then we'll go off to a proper studio and record them. And then I usually add the piano part by myself at the end. So, yeah, it's quite a kind of organic process, but it's all real musicians.
Right.
I mean, you just couldn't do that kind of music.
No. It really is beautiful. Do you have other projects? This must be so consuming at the moment.
It has been, yes. I'm just about to start a new Julian Fellowes project called Belgravia, which I think will be coming out here next year, some point. I'm also doing Grantchester, which is another PBS show. I'm doing The Last Kingdom for Netflix technically it's a costume drama, but you know, the music couldn't be more different from Downton Abbey. So yeah, I'm extremely busy.
Congratulations again. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
You're performing this live, and if you get anywhere near Philadelphia, we have lots of great mansions, and I would love to have you to WRTI, our classical music station.
Well, we definitely must follow that up. Yeah. I think the plan is for us to tour America next year.
Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.